year over year.
Large portion of the southern plains is still trying to recover from a multi-year drought. Corteva range and pasture specialist Katie Koenig is encouraging ranchers to plan accordingly.
So if we can plan our grazing management and, you know, see what pastures go out and actually identify, you know, where we can extend those grazing days, is going to be best for us. Coming out of winter, if we can delay grazing as long as possible, would be another great way to preserve the roots at all costs. And that's what we like to go out and look at our management, our grazing management plan, and see what we see above ground many times mimics what we see below ground. And so we want to preserve that root system, so when we do get moisture, the soil can hold on to it.
And while many of her clients consider themselves cattle ranchers, Koenig says that they also need to be grass farmers. That may require a different mindset.
The worst thing we can do is stick to that old mindset of we've done it this way forever. And I do think herbicides are a great integrated approach to managing noxious weeds and invasive weeds, especially, you know, weeds that we see on the invasive weed list or noxious weed list with counties and all that. And so there's a time and place for it. And especially when we're challenged, we have perennial weeds that are challenging this, Canada thistle, bindweed, or anything like that. We definitely need to manage those so we don't increase the spread of them.
Checking Mark.